Hi, I'm Vicky Manrique.
And I'm Nathy Ansel, and we are coming to you live from our bedrooms. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of our podcast as we take you through our thoughts and opinions of the media.
This year, we've heard a lot about the media and the power it holds. Social media, or the media in general, has enough power over us to influence the way we think or how the public perceives an issue or current events, especially now on political issues, COVID, and basically the year 2020 in general.
Yeah, I think we all can agree that 2020 has been a crazy year.
Yes.
And I never, like, at least for me, I never thought that the media would have such, like, power in a free country that we live in, because although the First Amendment allows us to have the freedom of speech and press, they should be delivering honest, real news, not biased news. And during COVID, when we were all in quarantine, we were only watching the news and relying on it for the news that we were getting about the updates when we were going back to, like, normal. And it can be dangerous of how biased they can be. You can tell by which news networks that you're watching how they view COVID and everything that happened with you.
Yeah, and if you really think about it, the media controls the news we get, for how long we get it, the importance of it. Like, by controlling the narrative, the media has immense power over us, over the public. I actually attended a webinar held by the UM Alumni Organization, thanks to Ms. Meiring, and they spoke about the media during an election year, and it was interesting because they spoke about how the media has been operating for the wrong reasons, and they themselves were journalists. And one of them in particular, Chuck Todd, spoke about what it meant about the media being celebrified. So we're going to put in here a recording of exactly what it is that he said.
I mean, one of the biggest problems we have is it's been celebrified, right? The media has been celebrified. It is almost, you know, how do you get influence as a new media organization? Well, if you have enough eyeballs, you can suddenly be an influencer. See Matt Drudge, right? In some ways, the first, you know, before there were Instagram influencers, there was Matt Drudge, right? And it was just simply he had the eyeballs. So one of the problems in trying to, you know, is that somehow people get power in the media by simply having a following.
That was journalist Chuck Todd, who is the current moderator of NBC's Meet the Press.
And he obviously has a lot of ethos on the topic because obviously he's the political director, so he knows what kind of news they deliver and what the public's reaction is. And talking about the news and how it's been this year, the media, like, during early summer, remember how there were riots and, like, during that news coverage, like, that time period, people forgot about COVID-19 and the wildfires in California. And that speaks to how the media controls the narrative, because it's clear that they're biased in what they cover and how they cover it, when they do it. It's very calculated. And I've watched news anchors on both sides, like Tucker Carlson on Fox, Chris Cuomo on CNN, and how they cover the same events. And you can tell by their commentary what they agree with and what they don't agree with, who they bring on to give commentary, like if they're from the right or from the left. It's very calculated the way that they do it.
Yeah, like there are instances where I'm on Fox and I see them praising Trump, and then I go to CNN and they're trash talking Trump and how everything bad he's done and all these things. And like, obviously, like, maybe both sides are being a little too extreme, and maybe Trump has not been that bad and has not been that good either.
And I agree.
It's just this like crazy extreme to like the point where they're not even telling the truth, either of them.
Exactly. And news is supposed to be impartial. They're just supposed to tell us what's happening. And
exactly.
they're allowed to give commentary, freedom of speech, whatever, but the way that they're giving commentary, it's vicious, and they're trying to like, make you believe something that, you know, maybe it's not true or maybe it's too radical for you to believe.
Something that's also been very like recent and very discouraging, and it's something that the media has kind of allowed. For example, like if you don't agree with the news or the Black Lives Matter movement, like people think it's okay to cancel you and make everybody else hate you. And for what? For having your own opinions? For exerting your right that the First Amendment states? It's just a little bit, it's like disrespectful. It's like this lack of respect that being on one side or on the other side gives you, when really it's just your opinion and just your ideas that you're expressing to others.
And cancel culture is raging in politics with the Black Lives Matter and like the people that are against it, but also it's huge in pop culture. And this year, like, especially people are bored at home, people are trying to cancel almost every celebrity for just doing one little thing. And although I'm not really a fan of Ellen DeGeneres, she's a famous talk show host, she was canceled because her staff admitted that she is completely different when the cameras are off, and she creates this toxic work environment. Because she's portrayed on her show, like, as this woman who allows, you know, like, small-town businesses to come. Like, if you go viral on Twitter, you'll probably be expecting a call from Ellen. But the way that she, like, runs her show, people just don't like it, and everyone cancels her for that. And another celebrity that I was a little bit shocked to hear about was Sebastian Stan, who has been in Gossip Girl, Avengers, Captain America. Him and his girlfriend went to China, and they took a picture, and the girlfriend took a picture, like, dressed up as a geisha, and a geisha is, like, part of the Chinese culture, and people were commenting on the girlfriend's post that it was cultural appropriation, and they canceled Sebastian Stan because he didn't call that out. I'm sorry, but at least for me, when I go to different countries and I take part, like, in their traditions and culture, that's not cultural appropriation. You're not making fun of it. You're engaging in the culture. That's what you travel for.
Yeah. And even like, not even that it's that, but also, like, just this disrespect, you know, like, she wasn't, like, that wasn't her intention. And I don't know, it's just taken to another level that it really shouldn't be taken to.
The media misconstrues everything. Like, just because you see a picture, you don't know the whole story.
Exactly. And this cancel culture has made celebrities and normal people afraid to say what they really feel and believe. And it's dangerous for our society, mm-hmm. because our society upholds the right to free speech.
Exactly. But the listeners of our podcast don't have to worry, because you can always count on honest, real commentary from Vicky and I.
Thanks for tuning in, and we can't wait to have you guys listen in on our next podcast.